What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Doctor's Office, the podcast version, where you get your proper diagnosis and prognosis and everything comics and comic book characters. And if you don't know, now you know. We are on everybody's favorite segment, really, comic book characters you may or may not know about. Today, we are talking about Tau-La, who is a descendant of a lost colony of Kryptonians known as Phalosians. And she and her people were enslaved by Mongol, of all people, who forced her to be a pawn in his plan to destroy Superman, because of course. So, Tau-La grew up in the slums of War World during the reign of Mongol, and her people were abused and many of them were killed, and Tau-La believed that Superman would save them, because, you know, why wouldn't you believe that? And the Phalosians secretly wore his mark, or the S on their chest, as a symbol of hope. Tau-La was one of several children who listened to an old man named Byla, who would tell them stories about Superman and the House of El. But he would tell the stories of the future as well as the past, which is interesting. And Tau-La once asked him if he was from the future, but he would never give her a straight answer. I'm going to always take that as a yes if you are telling me stories of the future and past. So, like, if I ask you, then obviously, and you don't give me a straight answer, obviously the answer is yes. So, when Mongol's son and successor, the next Mongol, learned that what the Phalosians were doing, he tortured them by burning them with branding irons shaped like the S shield. All right. And he told Tau-La that he would spare her people in exchange for her going to Earth to kill Superman's loved ones. Why not? Although in reality, he sent her there to lure Superman back to War World. Tau-La and a handful of the others entered Earth's atmosphere in a ramshackle ship pursued by Mongol's war zones. They were rescued by Superman and Superboy, who flew them to the Fortress of Solitude for emergency medical treatment, while the war zone crews were imprisoned by the Atlanteans. Thank you. As the refugees spoke an ancient Kryptonian language called Al-Falkiri, and Tau-La had the House of El family sigil branded on her palms, the Superman family suspected that they may have been Kryptonians. Now, Supergirl and Lois Lane determined that they could not be Kryptonians, who had left Krypton shortly before the planet exploded, but Lois did discover in an old book in the Kandor Library that spoke about the Phalosians. Now, Tau-La regained consciousness in the fortress and realized her chains had been removed. She panicked and started to quickly put them back on, destroying Kellex, one of Superman's robots, who basically runs the Fortress of Solitude, when he tried to talk to her. Superman tried to convince her she was safe, but she blasted him away with beams of energy from her eyes when he tried to take her chain. So, clearly, stop touching the chain. Terrified but confused, actually, over the power she was developing under Earth's sun, she broke down and Lois tried to comfort her. Her powers increased as she absorbed more yellow sun radiation, but her friends remained unconscious. John Kent was hostile towards her as he learned in the future that Superman was fated to leave Earth, and he feared that the Phalosians may have been the reason. Okay, understandable. But John's so sweet, it's kind of difficult to believe that he was hostile towards anybody who very clearly needed help. Meanwhile, Lois attempted to bond with her, but Tau-La was unsure of how to respond to Lois's kindness, and that makes sense because she's been tortured all the time, so of course she wouldn't really understand how to accept something like that. Without her friends to support her, she didn't feel able to do what she had been sent to do, but she also knew the consequences if she did not. Back on War World, Mongol and his advisors were watching and sensed that Tau-La was wavering in her mission. He activated a teleportation device called an orphan box. Please. Not an orphan box. The orphan box coming out of the mother box is insane. But the orphan box was surgically implanted in one of his soldiers, and his fellow soldiers ripped it out of him. They used the device to enter the Fortress of Solitude and attack Tau-La, but Lois defended her with a ray gun. She and Lois fought the attackers, but were eventually overwhelmed. Their leader killed her friends, and in a rage, she obliterated all of them with her optical blast. You go, girl. Now, Tala tearfully told Lois that Mongol would kill all the Phaelosians on Warworld unless she completed her mission and attacked the Superman family. Tala battled Superboy and Supergirl, but Lois convinced Superman that Mongol was forcing her to attack them. He promised her that he would, or that they could actually free the slaves together, and told her to trust herself to make the right choice. She ended up breaking her chain, rejecting Mongol, and in retaliation to that, he hit her with a massive surge of Genesis injury through energy. Wow, injury. Energy through the orphan box. And then she begged Superman to save her people, and he was pulled. He wasn't pulled into the orphan box, but he was able to pull the orphan box away from her and destroy it. However, when she survived it, she was left severely injured and comatose, so she was put in a healing tank in the Fortress of Solitude to recover. Several months later, she began suffering seizures and power surges while still unconscious in the tank. Kellex, another one, suggested she may be suffering withdrawal from the Genesis energy as her body recovered from the initial injury, and low doses of Genesis may be able to heal her. So, Lois went to John Henry Irons, aka Steel, who Clark had given the Genesis fragment, and asked for his help. So they moved Tal-Lo's tank to Steelworks and attempted to treat her withdrawal with limited doses of Genesis. Unfortunately, the Genesis exposure only made her seizures worse, and her body drained the energy from her life support tank in attempt to charge herself. Difficult. Difficult as hell. Supergirl broke her out of the tank and took her into space to draw energy directly from the sun in hopes of it easing her withdrawal, which probably is what they should have been doing in the first place. Now, Natasha Irons called from Warworld and told John that raw Genesis was too volatile to help her and it needed to be refined before it could be used to cure her. They were able to filter it, they were able to filter the mutative radiation out of the Genesis and use the refined energy to treat her. She began to quickly improve, and John predicted full recovery in a matter of days. However, before the treatment was completed, Conduit broke into Steelworks and stole the Genesis fragment. Thank you. You were helpful there. The Superman family were eventually forced to destroy the Genesis fragment when Conduit attempted to absorb its power and overload his cells. Now, despite this, Tala made a full recovery by herself just in time to witness Superman returning to Earth, bringing Warworld and the Phaelosians with him, and he told her that Mongol was dead and that the Phaelosians were free. Now, Mongol's former chief advisor, Chaetil Ironblood, who had gone into hiding after Mongol was killed, he ended up coming to Earth with a band of Warzoons seeking revenge for his master, of course. The Superman family spread out across Earth to look for them and protect any areas significant to Superman that the Warzoons may have targeted. Tal-La and Supergirl were sent to protect Metropolis, and shortly after they arrived, Tal-La's super hearing activated. This allowed her to hear Chaetil underground, and she and Supergirl, dug down to where they were hiding in a cavern under Metropolis. And they were hiding down there with a giant beast he created from the bodies of his own men. Seriously. Tal-La was initially terrified of him, but overcame her fear and defeated him. And she imprisoned him in the dungeons of Warworld and journeyed back to New Phaelosia with the rest of her people. Now, the Phaelosians are an evolutionary offshoot of Kryptonians, so they have the Phaelosian physiology, so they have the solar radiation absorption, Genesis energy absorption, optic blasts, superhuman strength, flight, and super hearing. They don't use her character a lot, but I really think that they should, because her character is really very interesting, and make her come back in some more issues, especially with DCLN the way that it is. But that is it for this episode of the Doctor's Office Podcast, and I will see you guys at your next checkup.